You are listening to Sherpa Shorts, a special presentation of the Youth Ministry Sherpas Podcast with Steve Anderson and Matthew McCabe.
And we're back, Youth Ministry Sherpas, with our special edition Sherpa Shorts.
Hey, everybody. This is Steve Anderson.
I'm Matthew McCabe.
We are the Youth Ministry Sherpas podcast, helping youth workers to keep going. And today, we continue our trip through the alphabet.
Day six of our 26-day odyssey.
26 days in a row, every day bringing a different word related to youth ministry. And surprising each other, having a conversation about it for a few minutes. It's been fun so far.
Absolutely. We're having a good time. This morning, we're in a new locale. We're outside of the Sherpa studio, and we're sitting at my dining room table.
This is our new permanent Sherpa studio.
Wouldn't this be great?
Yeah. If you would serve me pancakes every week when I come over, this would be perfect.
I can actually arrange that if you want. Blueberry or chocolate chip?
Yes.
Okay. All right. Done. Done. We can make that happen.
Wait. Someone just arose from the basement.
It's senior skip day today. I kind of forgot about that. So my son, I went down. He's not very happy with me because I forgot it was senior skip day. And when he wasn't up here when he was supposed to be to get to school on time, I went down. I was like, dude, are you going to school? And he's like, it's senior skip day.
It's senior skip day, Dad. Yeah. Leave me alone.
So anyway. Yeah.
Cool.
So, good times. Well, Steve, it's your turn today.
It is.
For day six. So, what is your word for?
The letter F.
My word for the letter F is furious.
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 Oh, no. No. Don't. We're going to start this way.
We're gonna get you all worked up.
Oh, boy.
So, Matthew McCabe, what has made you the most furious in your years in youth ministry?
What has made me the most furious?
We did an episode, it's been a while now,
I can't remember what we called it, but
when you almost lose it.
When
you almost lose it. That was fun, so what we may be revisiting some of those
things. Oh, I'm sure we're going to revisit them. What chaps my hide, as we would say, back in Wisconsin. All right, we'll start small, and I'll work up, because the first thing that comes to mind is, what makes me furious is people who...
Just the word people.
It's just people.
You can stop right
people.
There.
They're, as in the immortal words of Jerry Seinfeld, people, they're the worst. No, it's people who do not take the time to read your communications.
Okay.
And then want you to give them the shortcut answer. So in other words, rather than going back and reading the email that gave you all the information that you deleted just because you didn't feel like reading it,
right,
you thought it'd be easier to email me, take more of my time to get the answer because it's quicker than finding the email that you deleted and or going to the website and, you know, finding the information. And, you know, furious might be too strong of a word for that situation. But
strongly impatient, maybe.
But I wander into the furious mode there. That's a softball though. That doesn't.
Okay, we're talking about fury here. This is fury. What makes you just lose it?
Oh man, lose it externally or internally?
Yes.
Okay. All right. Well, internally, here's an internally thing. It's typically not anything that I ever address unless it's egregious.
Okay.
But something that really chaps my hide, really makes me furious, is when we scholarship students to an event, right? Maybe it's a retreat, maybe it's a trip to Ocean City on for the Impact retreat. It was one. You scholarship a kid and then they're just flush with cash. At the event, I remember specifically a student, and this is years back, and this is, maybe it does make me furious, because I remember this like it was yesterday. It was a full scholarship. There was just no way this student could go on the retreat unless we scholarship them. And of course, well, we really want this student to go on the retreat, so we scholarship. It was when Youth for Christ still did Impact out there at Ocean City, and so we got to Ocean City. Well, part of that weekend is to spend 3 hours on the boardwalk on Saturday afternoon during our free time, so we're on the boardwalk. I mean, I show up. This person has got a personalized airbrush hat that they just bought, a sweater, and they're holding a giant cup of Thrasher's fries. probably $60 worth of merchandise. Mm. I scholarshiped them on an $85 retreat that they could not go on without. And I'm just like, I don't understand. I'm actually very angry now. I'm very furious. Some of our retreats have extras. You know, here's the retreat price. We try to do this now because mm-hmm. we want to make it affordable for people who don't have extra money. Like, here's the retreat price. But if you want to go ziplining or do the climbing wall or ride the ponies, whatever the extra stuff is.
Eat the Thrasher's fries.
Right, exactly. Yeah, yeah. Then it's additional costs.
Yes.
And it's the parents who say, like, oh, I cannot pay for the retreat. I need a scholarship. Mm-hmm. I need a scholarship. All right, well, we really want your kid here. Here's the scholarship. And then they fork over $60 for the three extra things. And I think, no, that's not how this works. I mean, quite honestly, if they just would have signed them up for the retreat with the scholarship, I probably would have given them at least one of the extras because that's just the way I work. But didn't you give me the money that you said you didn't have to
sign? They worked the system, man. You got worked.
Oh, man.
You got worked.
It makes me furious.
They made you.
What about you? Enough about me, Steve. Enough about you. What makes you furious?
Well, I shared this story, I don't know how many episodes ago, but there's two times when I've lost it on students. And I'm kind of ashamed to admit it, but I'm not really ashamed to admit it. So there was one time when I had this senior who really, his entire tenure in the youth ministry, and I'd known him since he was a little kid, he was just a smart aleck the entire time. He never, in 7 years, took anything seriously, never showed any signs of spiritual growth or anything, and honestly was pretty disrespectful for most of the time. And so we were on our very last retreat with him. It was his senior year. We were driving to a ski retreat. He's in the very back of the van. And I don't remember what I asked or what I said, and he gave me some kind of smart aleck response. I turned around, and I said, Daniel, if you don't apologize to me right now, I'm going to come back there and kick your ass.
Oh, my God. Steven Anderson.
It was the final straw.
The straw that broke the camel's back.
There had been so many straws. I mean, there was a huge pile of straws. There were more straws on that camel's back than in the ocean after McDonald's dumped their trash. I mean, I'd had it. I'd had it. And it broke, and I flipped out on him.
Yes.
I'm kind of proud of it, sort of.
And sort of embarrassed?
No.
Not maybe, mostly proud?
Maybe a little bit.
Maybe a little bit. But yeah, mostly proud.
He deserved it. Another time in a van. These always happen in a van.
Man, you're not good in vans, man. You need to start getting buses.
No, there was a time where some of my student leaders were in a van, and the rest of the students were on a bus. We had a group, and they were texting this student who was also a senior but was new to our group. And they were pranking this girl, pretending that one of the boys in the van liked her, but it was one of the girls who was sending the text messages. And they were conversing about this within my hearing while I'm driving. And I listened to it go on for probably 30 minutes, 45 minutes, trying to figure out, is this really what's happening? Are they really messing with this girl?
Clarification question. You said these were student leaders of yours?
These were student leaders.
Yeah, see, that's where the problem is, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
And I listened, and after a while, I was convinced this is exactly what's happening. And I pulled over the van. I pulled over the van into a Sheetz. That's a convenience store here in the East.
It's glorious.
And for the next 20 minutes, I am not exaggerating, there was a torrent of just furious scolding exiting my mouth. I came up with language and ways of phrasing things that blasted them that I couldn't have written if I'd sat down for a week at the computer. I just went off.
It was Holy Spirit inspired.
I was so angry. It was Spirit inspired. It wasn't foul, but I just let them know, you are not as cool as you think you are. This is not acceptable behavior. You're student leaders. You are supposed to be making people feel welcome. Who do you think you are? What is this? And I went off for like 20 minutes. My youth leader sitting next to me in the passenger side just was like, his mouth was on the floor the entire time.
Like, what is happening?
There was no give and take. It was all me, 20 minutes.
It was a diatribe. It was straight.
I just went crazy on them.
Wow.
And then, this was about 45 minutes from home. We got off at the final exit right before the church, you know? And, you know, that traffic circle there?
Yeah, yeah.
And you know where... You know where that little, now it's like a.
It's a weed store.
It's
now,
a weed store
it?
Now. Yeah. It used to be like a, I don't know, some kind of like a construction equipment store.
Yeah.
I pulled off again. I went off for another 15 minutes.
You remembered some things you didn't say in the first.
I was still forming some incredible phrases in my mind.
And you needed to get them out.
I needed to get them out. I stopped again and I went off some more. Like the bus went past us and everybody was back at the church and we were still there parked along the side of the road while I was just going crazy.
Wow, you were furious.
I was.
Nice.
It felt so good.
I bet it did. On at least two occasions, there could be more, but two that I can recall with good memory, I booted everyone out of youth group. Ended it early, shut the doors, told them to call their parents and go home.
Yeah, like
I just couldn't do it anymore. And I know at least one of those occasions happened long before there were cell phones. Mm-hmm. So like when I said call your parents and go home, I don't know what I was asking them to do. Like there was one phone at the church. Like
find a pay phone.
Yeah, exactly. Mostly they just sat there for 45 minutes and waited until it was supposed to be over until their parents came. So yeah.
Wait, what's that sound?
Oh, I know what that sound means. It's time for the secret Sherpa word.
Do you want to know the next secret word?
Our sixth word in our secret Sherpa phrase, which could win you a free stay in the Sherpa house at the National Youth Workers Convention in Tampa.
That's right.
The word is
the.
I know it's not an exciting word, but but you need every word.
Write it down. Keep them. You need 26 of them.
Absolutely.
All right. Well, hopefully this has been good for you to hear that we get angry too.
Oh, yeah. Even sullied veterans in youth ministry, we tend to lose it. I know at least one of those kicking out of youth group excursions happened in the last 5 years. So
there you go.
It's not like it goes away.
Yeah. It's not our best moment, but it is reality. Sometimes you just get it to the point where you are absolutely furious.
Yeah, we're human, and so sometimes they get the better of us.
I'd recommend not telling a student you're going to kick his ass, though.
Yeah, that's probably not something you should do on a regular basis, at least. I mean, the circumstances should be quite extenuating for that to happen.
Especially since that kid was a lot bigger than me.
Well, that's a bold move on your part then there, Steve. Anyway, that's it for the letter F. We'll be back tomorrow with the letter G.
Until then...
Sherpas out.